Welcome in. Today we're doing a Top Loop Humanize Masterclass in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, but with a very real jungle and old-school DNB mindset. Controlled Chaos. The goal is that classic chopped vinyl character, where the groove feels sampled, lived in, and slightly messy in the best way without your drums turning into flams and confusion. We're working in arrangement view, because the whole point is not just making a cool one-bar loop. It's making something that stays interesting for 16, 32, even 64 bars like real records do. First, quick mindset check. In jungle, your kick and snare can be quite fixed and confident. The top loop is what breathes. Hats, rides, shakers, ghosty bits, little crunchy ambience, that's the movement layer. If you nail that, your whole track feels more human even if the core drums are tight. Step 0, set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to aim at 170 BPM. Get a basic drum foundation going first. That can be a kick and snare pattern, or a break, or a layered combo. Then create a new audio track and name it Top Loop Vinyl. Here's a coach tip before you touch anything. Pick a reference bar. Loop one bar of your drums with space where the top loop will sit. Listen closely and decide one thing. Do you want the hats to lead the snares slightly or lag slightly? Classic jungle often feels amazing with hats just a touch late, while the snare stays strong and centered. Make a deliberate choice now, because all your edits should support that one feel. Step 1. Choose the right source. You have two beginner options. Option A is using a real top loop sample. You're looking for hats, ride, shaker energy, maybe a little room tone. Try to avoid loops with big kicks and snares, because that's going to fight your main drums. If it already has a bit of vinyl crackle or tape noise baked in, that's a bonus. Option B is building a top loop in MIDI. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and pick a tight closed hat, a short open hat, a shaker, and optionally a ride. Program a simple 1-2 bar pattern. Steady 1/8 closed hats as the backbone, shaker on the offbeats, and the occasional open hat on the end. Don't overcomplicate it. The goal is a steady loop that we'll mess up in a controlled way. Now step 2, warping for old school movement. This is one of the big secrets. Drop your chosen loop onto Top Loop Vinyl. Turn warp on. For textured loops, try Complex or Complex Pro. Now the key rule, do not perfect grid this like a robot. If it already has vibe, protect that vibe. Use warp markers sparingly. Think 3-6 markers across 1-2 bars. Fix the big drift so it stays in the pocket with your track, but leave the micro tining alone. That micro wobble is literally the sampled feel. Another coach note. Use the snare as the gravity point. Your ear locks onto the snare. If your top loop edits start stepping on the snare transient, the whole groove feels weaker. So as you warp, keep checking. Does the snare still punch? If not, back off, or move things so the snare stays the anchor. Step 3. Slice to MIDI for chop control, without losing character. Right-click the audio loop and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing. One slice per transient is a great starting point. Ableton will create a drum rack with sampler on each pad, each holding a slice. Beginner concept here, you're not chopping to show off. You're chopping to create variation and fills, like classic jungle edits that give lift and forward motion. Step 4. Create two clips. One steady, one chopped. Make two MIDI clips, one or two bars each. Clip A is your steady top loop. Find the slice that feels like the main groove chunk, and trigger it simply. You can literally hit it once per bar, or once every half bar. This becomes your glue layer. Consistent, dependable. Clip B is your chopped version. Now you add tasteful edits. Keep most of the action in beats 3 and 4. Leave beat 1 cleaner so the drop still hits hard. A few safe jungle moves. Try repeating a tiny slice at the very end of the bar, like the last 1/8 or 1/16. Swap in a different slice on beat 4 for that little lift. Or do a quick stutter right before the snare, but choose a slice that's more airy hiss than a loud transient. That creates urgency without clutter. Also, think in small edits in the drop, obvious edits in transitions. In the main drop, microchops work best. You're bigger what just happened. Edits are perfect for bar 8, 16, 32 turnarounds. Step 5, humanize timing without flam chaos. This is where most beginners either do nothing, or they nudge everything until it falls apart. We'll do it cleanly. Start with the groove pool. Open the groove pool and grab a subtle swing groove. A swing 16 is fine. If you see MPC style 16 swing grooves, those can be great too. Apply the groove to your top loop MIDI clips, not your kick and snare. Set timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 5 to 15%, random around 2 to 8%. Listen. If the groove starts sounding drunk, reduce timing and random. Remember, swing the tops more than the core drums. Now add a little manual micro nudge for authenticity. Turn your grid to 1/16 for visibility, but don't move notes a full 1/16. You're thinking in milliseconds. 5 to 15 milliseconds late on a couple hits can be enough. Keep the main pulse stable. You're creating human push and pull, not rewriting the rhythm. And here's an extra human that people forget. Length. It's not just timing. Vary note length, or in simpler, vary decay a touch. Some hats should be tight ticks, others slightly longer SHH. That reads his performance even if timing is fairly steady. Step 6. Humanize velocity so it breathes. Go into the MIDI editor and shape dynamics. Make every second or fourth hat quieter. Add tiny rises into the snare with a little velocity ramp. As a starting point, loud hats around 90 to 110, quiet hats around 50 to 75, and ghosty bits down at 20 to 45. If you're working with audio slices in the drum rack, remember each pad is a sampler. You can adjust pad gain, and if available, enable velocity to volume behavior, so your MIDI velocity actually changes the loudness naturally. Step 7. Add chopped vinyl character using stock Ableton effects. On the top loop vinyl track, or on the drum rack track if that's where the audio is now, build a simple chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 150 to 300 HC to remove rumble and low mid junk. If the hats are harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. If it's dull, a gentle shelf in the 8 to 12 kHz range can help, but keep the overall vibe slightly darker than modern EDM hats. Next, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then trim the output so you're not fooled by loudness. We want crunch, not just louder is better. If you want extra texture, you can add roar, but be subtle. A touch of drive and filtering is plenty. Keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. Unless you want it really aggressive, then redux, for that dusty digital edge. Downsample around 1.5 to 6 kHz. Starting subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 20%. This is seasoning. Too much and you'll shred the transients. Then auto filter for motion. Use a low pass, LP12 or LP24. Cutoff maybe 8 to 14 kHz depending on how bright your loop is. Add a tiny bit of LFO movement. Amount 3 to 8%, rate super slow like 0.05 to 0.20 Hz. That gives you that record tone shifting feel without sounding like a wobble effect. Then drum bus for glue. Drive maybe 2 to 10. Crunch light, like 0 to 20. Usually keep boom off for tops. Use damp if it's too bright. The idea is rounding and blue, not smashing. Finally utility. You can widen the tops. Something like 120 to 160%, but be careful. If your snare loses focus or mono compatibility suffers, pull it back to 110 to 130. Quick pro move here, widen only the shimmer. If you want to be disciplined, use a Q8 in mid/side mode. High pass the sides higher, like 2 to 4 kHz, so only air is wide while the core stays stable. Step 8. Make it feel like it's from a record with noise and wobble. Create a new audio track called Vinyl Noise. Drop in a vinyl crackle sample or a field noise. High pass it around 300 to 600 HC so it's not muddy. Set it quiet, somewhere around minus 24 to minus 36 dB. You should feel it more than hear it. If you want needle movement without seasick pitch, do it on the noise layer, not your main transients. A tiny bit of auto filter movement or a very light chorus ensemble can create drift that reads as vinyl, while the groove stays solid. Step 9. Arrange it like a jungle record. Here's a practical 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16 is your section. Clean roll. Use clip A, the steady one. Keep the filter a bit darker. Fewer chops, more space for bass and the main drums. At bar 8, add a small fill, maybe a half bar stutter, or even better, a negative space fill. Mute the top loop for one single 1/8 right before the snare. That tiny silence can sound insanely edited from vinyl. Bars 17 to 32 is your B section. Denser and busier. Switch to clip B, the chopped version. Open the filter slightly. If you want, bring in a second ghost ride layer. Duplicate your top loop to another track. Low pass it darker. Push it wider. Keep it quiet, and only use it in the B section. It feels like room mics are overhead from a break. At bar 24, do a bigger fill, One full bar with more aggressive chops and a quick filter sweep down into bar 25. At bar 32, do a turnaround. Remove the top loop for the last quarter bar. That sudden gap makes the next phrase hit harder. Extra coach workflow. Make clip alternates like take lanes. Duplicate your chopped MIDI clip 2 to 4 times and make quick variations. Then in arrangement view, swap clips every 8 bars. This gives you the DJ-friendly versions approach, instead of endlessly automating one clip and hoping it stays interesting. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overquantize. Jungle needs micro wobble. Don't put huge swing on the entire drum kit. Twing the tops more than the kick and snare. Don't overchop constantly. Save the busiest edits for transitions and B sections. Don't run hats too bright and harsh. Old school tops are often darker with grit instead of pure sparkle. And always high pass layered tops, or your low mids build up and your mix gets cloudy fast. Before we wrap, here's a quick 15-minute practice run you can do right now. Pick any one bar top loop sample, warp it with only 4 warp markers, slice to MIDI using transients, make clip A, trigger the main slice once per bar, make clip B, add 3 chops in beat 4, add a simple chain, EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, drum bus, arrange 16 bars, bars 1 to 8 clip A, bars 9 to 16 clip B, and add a half bar dropout at the end of bar 16. Bounce it and listen. If you mute the bass, does the groove still walk forward? If you mute the tops, does the track lose its character? And if your snare feels weaker, pull back chop density right before it, or shorten those slices so the snare stays the gravity point.